You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to pop culture and filtering it through the eyes and ears of the internet. I'm your host, Ernie Alvarez, and who might you be?
I am head janitor, Alex.
You kill the head janitor. Yeah. Alex the head janitor Mitchell.
Yeah. So either I can be killed and pass my title to someone else, or I have to kill someone else.
Because you kill what you keep, and you keep what you fuck.
And fuck what you eat or something.
Don't kill where you eat and fuck.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the statement. So, yeah. So welcome to another Wednesday episode.
Yeah.
Mixed bag in general, like usual.
Half in the bag, one might say.
Quick thing, we're not going to be having a Doctor Who episode today, segment today. We are going to be having that next week. To be honest, that episode's probably going to be just a Doctor Who episode because it's the finale. Hellbent and Heaven Sent, we're going to do that together.
Pretty excited.
So
very excited.
Next week, you can look forward to an hour Doctor Who discussion of Series 9. So just letting you guys know that. Today, it's a mixed bag. Some questions will be answered. That has been in the minds of many people, including our fellow podcasters. Finally get to the bottom of something
this is a point of contention for a lot of people.
This is a huge topic, and if you see the title,
honestly,
you already know it is.
I'm surprised Bernie and Hillary have not discussed this more.
No, this needs to be taken to a national level.
It does.
Even international, maybe. Yeah. But for the sake, we're taking it to internet level.
Yeah,
so it technically is international. These people who answer these things are from different countries. So, all I know is Antonio, he probably wouldn't care because he's too busy being better than both of these guys.
Yeah, I can see that.
He wants to bring back the cape. He was in Desperado.
And to my knowledge, robots like Desperado.
See? He was in Automata, and and the robots were in that too.
Yeah.
See, he played Zorro, so no matter what, he wins.
He's
so
the best part of Spy Kids.
So please, Mr. Banderas, take it away.
I love X versus Sever.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight,
but I don't want to be a pirate.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
So, today is the day where questions are answered. Beefs,
secrets will be revealed.
Beefs are maybe squashed or created.
And shattered, perhaps.
So, we are going to find out today. What does the internet think of something, as we always do? But here's the kicker. So, going to many of our fellow podcasters at 12 for a penny, where this originated.
Yeah. Plain Zero as well.
Plain Zero.
Get some in on this.
And just in general, this group of podcasters, there is a question that has been thrown around that we've extended to family members, to loved ones, to people we know, to random strangers. And it's a question that has divided people.
We're not exaggerating this, by the way. We actually have asked this to many people.
So the question is, on the show Game of Thrones, who is more handsome and who's overall the better Dario?
Mm-hmm. To those of you that are not aware who Dario is, that is Daenerys, the Khaleesi's, her guy. Not Khal Drogo, the first guy. The other guy with...
Yes. Yeah. Played by two different actors.
Yes. Very different looking actors.
So the question is, and the real important question, though, is less important is who's better, because that's part of the question.
Mm-hmm.
But the real question is, who is more handsome?
Yeah.
And people are divided. Like, is it the first guy, the blonde guy without the beard, with the long hair?
Yeah, or is it...
And the goofy face? Or is it clearly the magnificent bearded gentleman who looks rugged and looks like he's gonna kick your ass across the desert
and
save the day? Dario number two.
Yes.
So I'm unbiased, clearly.
Yes.
So let's just get to it. First, what do you think?
I'm Dario two all the way.
All right.
Because and this is my initial thing was that when I first saw Dario one, I'm like, this guy looks kind of like a weird looking Kevin Sorbo.
yeah, kind of.
And it's like I get. And his acting was very... He didn't have a lot of time, to be fair, to do anything, but...
He's goofy.
The only criticism I have of the second Dario is that he just ends up kind of looking like another guy with a beard in a show with a lot of guys with a lot of beards.
But he's more handsome.
Oh, yeah, I'm not denying that.
All right. So let's just jump into it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's put the...
Play the Dario theme
pedal
song.
Pedal to the Dario's theme song?
I don't know.
Pedal to the metal. This is Dario versus Dario. So, all of these were taken... Let me just set this up. All these were taken for 4chan.
Okay.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. So, I wanted the complete unfiltered responses of people. I wanted to know... So, these have been collected over a period of months.
Jesus.
So, I've been collecting these. And I had to get rid of the good ones, and or I mean the bad ones.
Yeah.
I had to find just... and by that I don't mean I unfairly picked them. I mean I got rid of the ones that were a little too vulgar and anti-Semitic and racist.
Yeah.
Because it is 4chan. So, yeah. But yeah. I got as wide cropping as it could. So okay. Here we go. Here's the first response. I liked the first one better, to be honest, fam.
Okay.
So
he's calling us fam too. So
there's a point for the first one, I guess.
Okay.
First one almost turned me gay. Second one turned me gay.
Okay.
I guess that's in favor of Dario number two.
Yeah. Although it could have been the progressive, like he wouldn't have been able to reach that threshold if the first one didn't help.
The second one was so handsome. That's why. Okay. So I liked the first one better. He seemed like the sort of sociopathic, vacant pretty boy that the mother of burgers would go for.
The mother of burgers?
That's what they call Daenerys on 4chan.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So this person liked the first one, obviously. So, Dario 1 is infinitely better. I felt cheated by the recast. He can't even touch the real OG.
You know, I do feel like the recast could have been handled a bit better, in my opinion. Again, because we're coming from a weird... What I mean is, like, he looks literally nothing like him.
He just looks like a dude, like a...
No, that's not even my criticism. Is that if you're going to replace someone, why don't you get someone who looks kind of like the first guy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Okay. Dario 1 is infinitely better. Oh, no, I heard that one already. Dario 1 didn't have much in the way of range. I agree.
Yeah. No. He didn't have much to work
with. No range.
I'm trying to be neutral here. I can't, you know.
The second Dario is too normie. Dario is supposed to be a flamboyant skis bag. And then someone responded, the first one sold it much better. Second doesn't act like Dario should at all. Is that true?
Yeah, he's supposed to have a like blue.
I know. So. There's comments about that.
Yeah,
there were so many fucking comments about the blue beard shit.
Yeah,
he's horrible. He didn't have blue beard. Okay,
so a lot of people don't realize how fucking weird that would look.
Dario number one says, "This guy says, Dario number one looks like he's special. Dario number two looks like a rugged, manly man." Dario 2
okay.
is the only choice.
Okay.
Alright. Both of them are shit and were completely miscast. They have fucked up a potentially great character. To which someone responds, my blue hair. that was the response to anyone talking about the blue hair. It was like, my blue hair.
Yeah,
alright, so. First Dario was objectively superior. Michael Huseman is just a boring actor and too generically handsome. Neither of them is good as Dario, though.
All right,
he was first Dario's not superior.
I've never understood this weird like I can't call it weird because we're talking about how handsome this guy. But I mean, like, I don't know. There's something about the first one that the second one bores me. I'm not because I. He's just a boring character.
Well, maybe this will. Maybe this
the
will,
first one, at least,
maybe this is just
odd to me, though.
The first Dario had fucked up teeth. To which someone responds, "It's because his skull is misshapen."
Jesus.
He looks like a troll face, like troll face.
I guess, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The late Eben Mimi.
Yes. No one knows what you're talking about.
All right, so going into the blue hair, this is the only early conversation I saved for that because it was annoying me. Why is everyone so obsessed with the blue hair? I've never read the books, so I don't know if it's important. So someone answered this person's question. In the books, he's from Tyrosh, and as a cultural thing, the Tyroshi dye their hair in bright colors. He's meant to be extremely flamboyant. The blue hair would have been less important than a shit ton of clinking jewelry and outdressing Danny. He's supposed to be obviously just using her for money and power, and because he's a sleaze. And then someone added, his appearance in the books perfectly examples his personality, but in the show, he's just a generic pretty boy.
Yeah.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think I agree with it. I feel like he's... You get flashes of his personality in the show, but overall, it kind of gets sacrificed, I think. Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Since you, you don't care about like the side characters like that, do you? Because I know you don't like Stannis. I know you don't care about like.
No, I mean
you don't seem to care about shit with Bran that much. I noticed.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I prefer the second one.
Okay, yeah. and that's the extent of your
yeah.
It seems to me like we're more interested in talking about which Dario we prefer
That's what the question is about.
No, but I mean, it seems to me like we'll never actually have a conversation about this character that doesn't devolve into which Dario is more attractive.
Yeah, I know. It's more about being handsome.
All right.
Okay, so first one seemed to be more like an alpha Chad who had Danny constantly hot for his
All right.
To which someone says, he looked like a mutant, bro. And then the person, I guess, the same person responded, a mutant who f***s your girlfriend.
Damn.
So the guy admits he's ugly, yeah. But he says he's still gonna f*** girlfriend.
I am aware that women do find the first one attractive.
Do they?
Yeah.
My sister, my girlfriend...
our friend. They've all been pretty much
Dario number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... again, to my knowledge, it exists. It's just mostly online, and I can't. I haven't met anyone.
Any female like we've asked to is like, you know, they've said Dario number two usually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it's a bunch of dudes pretending to be ladies saying these things.
I don't know. I mean,
all right. So
I'm not saying whatever.
What's wrong with his fucking jaw? It always looks unhinged. And this is in response to a picture posted of Dario number one. Maybe he got hit in the face when he was young. Someone broke his jaw. I don't know.
This is just mean. Like, these are mean spirited.
Here's a short one. 2 > 1.
Okay.
It's a greater than sign, so. That person just was like, no, I'm just saying it like it is.
Alright.
I didn't even know who the character was after the recast. I thought it was just some random dude she was...
Yeah.
I didn't know either until it was pointed out to me.
No, here's how you know, because... Daenerys just says, Dario Naharis, what do you think, Dario Naharis? Dario Naharis, come here. I need to talk to you, Dario Naharis. It's like, I get it. Fuck.
All right. 1 is a better actor and had more range. 2 looks like Adam Driver, and Dario is supposed to be handsome. Okay, to which someone responded, though, are you fucking blind? He looks nothing like Driver, and he's way fucking more handsome than that goofy... toothed.
Oh, wow.
To which the person responds, LOL, calm down, Dario number two. And then the response, the follow-up is, people who like Dario number one are the same people who fantasized about all the jocks high school.
Jesus. Oh, wow. That is some... Okay.
Dario one didn't have more range. fucking shut the fuck up.
Dario 1 didn't have that many episodes. That's why I don't get where this whole he's a better... I think he was in like 2 or 3.
It's like near the end of that season.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Number 2 cannot speak English properly. He's a Dutch guy trying hard to do an English accent, so he sounds muffled, just like Jay Lannister.
Yes.
And someone responded, most Dutch people speak English just fine. What are you on about? And then the response was, only a Dutch person would say that. he's right, only a Dutch person would say that.
There's 2 things I hate in this world, and that's intolerance and the Dutch.
Okay, so...
Austin Powers.
Okay, here's another one. The first one looks biologically engineered to f*** your girlfriend. A lot of people are saying that for some reason.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah. Well. All the second one has is a beard. Wow. What a rugged, manly man. He's got a beard. I'm pretty sure this is the guy from earlier, maybe. But everyone's anonymous, so...
Yeah, so you
can... And so someone responded with... unable to grow a beard, beta cuck detective. To which they responded, virgin who compensates for his skinny fat bitch with a bacon meme beard detective. Yeah, there's a lot of people, unfortunately, who hate beards. And
a thing now?
You know, it's like, and it's usually, you can't grow a beard, that's why you hate beards. And it's like, yeah, it's,
I don't know,
it's a thing. Dario number 1 is the best Dario. But Dario number 2 is probably the one who gives me more boners.
All right. I do feel like I need to address this right now. 4chan, a lot of times, and there's nothing wrong with being gay, but they like to pretend to be very gay sometimes.
Okay. Number 2 looks like the guy who played Hector from Troy. You know, Eric Bana. Eric Bana is sexy in an incest father way. So him...
All right, that is amazing. You know what though? That is who he kind of reminds you of.
Of a father you would fuck? What?
No.
Of Eric Bana?
Yeah,
he's sexy in an incest father way.
I did not know this was a thing.
I liked the original, but I thought his actor looked way too similar, or whatever. I don't know who to who. Okay. They weren't even like responding.
They look very distinct. He's very distinct looking. I'll say that much.
First Dario all the way. Nailed the flamboyance aspect without needing a fucking purple beard or whatever. Second Dario had some good moments though, like his interactions with Jorah.
Okay,
all right.
That's a very...
You're wrong about him being more handsome, but all right. I'd say number 1. But what do I know? I'm a straight male. But I don't understand taking an actor who stands out from the rest and replacing him with an actor who looks like a prettier lookalike version of 90% of the men in the world.
Yeah, I mean...
This guy just said... This guy I'm just said that Dario... No. He said Dario number 2 is more handsome than 90% of the men in the world. Oh, shit.
I don't know.
If that's not like a...
I think he meant in that world.
No,
nope.
He's in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
I don't know if I'd go that far. That's then again, right. How would I know?
Not... The first one. The second one looks like a weird Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Okay.
D1 is more handsome, but D2 is better. But I would still f*** both.
Okay. I was not expecting that.
I think the first Dario captured the barbarian horseman with rough edges well. The second Dario really threw me as he seemed much more from civilization, and the change was difficult to believe. Second Dario is better looking though.
All right. I think this one's winning out. By
what
the way.
I'm seeing a lot of what I saw a lot of was essentially. They prefer Dario 1, but they find Dario 2 more handsome.
And I think I may be in that boat because I've always said that he's more distinct. There's something more interesting about him, but yeah. he's weird looking.
And everyone and people, I saw more of those like he's gonna fuck your girlfriend things.
Is it because he actually?
I guess.
And then because Jorah wanted her.
Okay, so here's the last one. This should wrap everything up. For some reason, the blonde one looks more exotic, which the one in the books is supposed to be like. But the one in the beard is true aesthetic. He's the guy you call daddy and fall asleep in his warm embrace.
Well,
so
yeah, I think that Dario 2 won the question.
I think Dario, yeah, it's official. Dario is more handsome.
Yeah,
but Dario 1 people think is more superior.
He's the better Dario, but the other one's the more handsome Dario.
Yes.
Okay, and I think that's
fair.
That's reasonable because the other one looks weird.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
Hopefully that it probably
this didn't solve anything.
This probably caused more confrontations. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about this later.
So, moving on, because it was so fun last time, we've decided to bring back the unsung heroes of Star Wars, and Alex will be taking the lead this time.
Yes.
So, as we did last time, we find random Star Wars characters in the background or from Star Wars universe or whatever, and we drop a little knowledge about them.
Yes.
And, yeah, so, who are our unsung heroes this time?
Our first unsung hero of Star Wars today is C.O. Bibble.
Oh my fucking god, I know that because I had the toy.
You had the toy? Why?
The old dude, right?
You must contact me.
I don't know, my grandma bought me that toy.
That's great.
She said you like Star Wars and I got a C.O. Bibble toy.
And that is, see, and that's the thing, is that all these characters that no one gives a shit about, and I'm sorry, they all get a toy, and that's cool, but at the same time, situations like that end up where you get a C.O. Bibble toy and you're like what do I do with this? What's
funny is I got a C.O. Bibble toy and a Palpatine, a Chancellor Palpatine
toy. Oh, see, he's not even Emperor then at that point. It's not cool.
These are for episode one. It's like, my grandma looked at, like, here's two old dudes. I'm going to give this to my grandson.
All right. That's, I mean, it's the thought that counts, but I just wish people knew what was cool and what was not cool, because C.O. Bibble is not cool.
All right, okay. I don't know jack shit about C.O. Bibble, like, though, so
he gets, yeah, okay. C.O. Bibble was the governor of Naboo and the head of the Royal Advisory Council. At first, he served under King Ars Veruna, who was highly critical of the young woman, touted to succeed him, Padme Amidala. All
right.
When Veruna eventually decided to abdicate, however, Bibble was instrumental in preparing her as his successor. So, you know, we find
that
out
sounds,
more about
that sounds basic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sometime into her reign, station TFP-9 on the outer edges of the Naboo system was attacked by a pack of Agamari pirates. Despite interfacing with the Agamari government in the wake of the attack, Bibble was unable to verify their involvement, although he did learn that they had been hoping to steal several of the Naboo starfighters.
Okay.
The following year, Naboo was blockaded by the Trade Federation.
All right, so, yeah, so this is episode one.
Yeah. So, you know, he decided to stay here. The death toll is catastrophic, he says. We must bow to their wishes. You must contact me.
Okay.
In an attempt to locate Amidala, the Zabrak Darth Maul, a Sith Lord who was working in the Federation, transmitted a number of fake transmissions that purported to be from Bibble. One such forged message, which depicted Bibble pleading that the Queen try to contact him and claiming that the death toll from the occupation was reaching catastrophic levels, was received by Amidala's J-type. The ruse was successful and a reply was sent to the transmission, which allowed Maul to Bibble was later recaptured by the Federation forces, and he decided to protest the occupation by participating in a hunger strike. And
what?
He was soon joined by others. As a result, Bibble was brought before Gunray. The Viceroy was growing impatient, and he saw fit to remind the governor of his current predicament. Bibble was defiant, however.
Oh my god.
Lambasting Gunray and declaring that the people of Naboo participated in a democracy.
Oh my god, he became Gandhi.
The Viceroy responded by having the governor dismissed from his presence. The Queen was unable to find support in the Senate, but when she returned to Naboo, she allied herself with Boss Rugor, Nass of the Gungans. He, in turn, had the Gungan army engage the Federation forces, and in a combined effort between the Gungans and the Queen's security and the two Jedi, Naboo was liberated. Gunray was arrested, and several days after the Federation's defeat, Bibble attended the funeral of Jin, who had died in the battle before participating in a victory parade, helping Amidala present Nass with the Globe of Peace.
So during episode one, during all the shit's going on, this fucker has a hunger strike going on.
Exactly.
And he's leading the people in a hunger strike.
Essentially.
He became Gandhi during this battle.
Yes. I just hope he doesn't scream, oh God, when he gets shot by the Viceroy.
That would have been interesting to know during my playtime with that toy.
Yes. Okay. You're starving!
Come, my people! We will not eat for the Trade Federation.
So, this is one that I mentioned earlier.
All right, who's this?
This is R5-D4, also known as Red. It was one of the last droids produced in a low-cost industrial automaton R5 line. A line plagued with malfunctions. Okay. As a result, R5-D4 was owned by many beings and in a constant state of use sale. His programming...
Wait a minute.
His programming became jealous of other droids that were capable of serving without failure and had loyal Wait masters.
Oh, no.
R5-D4 with R2-D2...
Oh, I know who this is, I think.
Mars Homestead. The droid eventually came into possession of Chief Nebit's Jawa tribe... That sold used droids.
Oh, shit.
I love that everyone's got names in here.
All right.
That sold used droids to Owen Lars.
Okay.
He grew angrier as he suffered the abuse of the Jawas, but before he acted on that anger, a power droid on board Nebit Sandcrawler suggested that if he cooperated, he would eventually be sold to masters who had to be better than the Jawas. Aboard the Sandcrawler, the new arrival R2-D2 sabotaged R5-D4's motivator, acting under the orders of Princess Leia aboard the Tanith IV to find Obi-Wan Kenobi by any means possible, even if it involves modifying other droids, an action usually prohibited by basic droid programming.
Oh my god.
Eventually, the Sandcrawler arrived outside the Lars homestead. Owen Lars purchased the inexpensive R5-D4, but within seconds of the transaction, the droid's motivator malfunctioned. After Lars accused the Jawas of selling faulty merchandise, the Jawas hastily let Owen have R2-D2 as a consolation. After failing to make a sale, the squib trader Mace Million Winduarte stole R5-D4 from the Jawas, saving the droid from the destruction at the hands of the stormtroopers. R5-D4 then changed hands once again in Mos Eisley, being sold to Voran Nal, Rebel Alliance historian and spy. While communicating with the droid through a data pad, Nal learned a great deal about the sale of R2-D2 and C-3PO to Owen Lars. Nal then refurbished the maltreated droid and installed an intelligence-gathering software package. Decades of low self-confidence and jealousy were reversed.
No.
R5-D4 had a purpose. R5-D4 was placed as an intelligence-gathering source in the office of the Imperial Prefix Administrative Assistant in Mos Eisley. He continued to serve that capacity, providing important and valuable data to the Alliance until the Battle of Endor.
What the fuck? Okay, so first of all, he explodes because R2-D2 fucking fucks him up.
Yeah, essentially.
But then, they don't finish at that, then he becomes like a big hero.
Yeah, essentially, yeah, and he becomes loved, and which is
that's
nice.
Just fun. It's a robot that just was a get, like it was just a funny get. Like you watch the robot explode.
Yeah, our last person.
All right,
Ellen Cell Savagano.
What the fuck is
also known as Ellen Sleaze Bagano.
Wait, was a, what?
You know who I'm talking about?
Oh no,
was a Balasar medical student on Coruscant. Who fell in with a bad crowd.
Oh, God. He really has a...
He eventually became a Slithmonger and dealt death sticks in the Outlander Club in the Uskroot Entertainment District. Ellen stole the University of Coruscant's medical supplies and sold them to the gangster Hat Low. He became a Slithmonger
wait,
and...
Wait, what's his name?
Hat Low.
How's it spelled?
H-A-T-L-O.
Oh, wait, H-A-T hat? Oh,
yeah.
God. Used it.
He did. He found a way to use, and we'll see DeShit soon. I don't know.
Cause DeShit. All right. So
he specialized in death sticks, selling to anyone who would buy.
Of course. I'm waiting to find out how he saved the universe.
He eventually became addicted to his own product, although his Balasar physiology protected him from the drug's harsher side effects.
Okay.
In 22 years before the Battle of Yavin, he offered to sell Rancor nail blades to Jango Fett and attempted to sell Death Sticks to Jedi Knight Obi-Wan Kenobi 2 nights later. After being mind-tricked by Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Outlander Club,
he went
home and completely rethought his life. He managed to break his Death Stick addiction and swore off the Slithmonger business, but soon enough, he slipped back into his old criminal ways, becoming involved in the trade of other non-chemical illegalities, such as weapons and stolen goods. However, he still sold the finest Death Sticks in the galaxy 100% pure. Nearly 3 years after his encounter with Kenobi, Ellen helped Boba Fett during an adventure on Coruscant, in which he ferried Boba around the city, all while trying to sell Boba various illegal wares, and provided him with a saber dart, which Boba Fett used in his failed assassination attempt against Mace Windu. Okay. After the end of the Clone Wars, Sal Savagano had once more changed his ways and was seeking to turn others from the path of illicit drug use.
Okay.
While handing out pamphlets in the lower levels, he bumped into fugitive Jedi Drake Logan and Zonder, and was knocked aside by a clone trooper who was pursuing the pair.
All right.
After this encounter, he once more reflected that he needed to rethink his life. And that's it. And I have one little thing for you here.
Oh, no.
Ellen Sel Savagano was portrayed by Matt Doran. Although Ellen has ears in his production photos, ILM ultimately removed them and replaced them with antenna palps for the film because they considered it to be redundant for a character to have both antenna and ears. However, these ears were retconned back into canon in Star Wars Attack of the Clones, The Visual Dictionary. There you go.
Oh, that's a lot of backstory for a joke.
Literally, like a one note. Every character in Star Wars is a special character.
And I love that he was involved with Boba Fett in some way.
Yeah. He met a Jedi. Well, he met more than one Jedi.
He showed Boba Fett Cloud City.
I'm going to find more horrible, stupid characters. Yeah,
there's a lot we can do.
That freaking bat thing that's grabbing the beer on top of the bar.
Yeah, I imagine.
He's probably like a fucking... like an imperial defect or something that decided to, you know, run guns for the rebellion or something. I don't know.
Alright, so... okay, so right now, what we're going to do is we're going to end this on something we're just trying out.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to stay or not. So, essentially, what this segment is reading headlines. Now, this is a thing the internet does where, as I proved earlier, they just read headlines and then they don't really know what the fuck is going on. And so we're going to do that. We are going to not know what the hell the story is about. We're just going to read the headlines. And this is going to be sort of it's not a live thing, but you're going to listen to us as it's happening.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the offbeat section of Reddit and just read the headlines. And we're going to, without knowing the context,
react to them.
We're going to just say, all right, so... woman breaks her husband's manhood during sex after grabbing her cell phone to shop online.
Well, let me just say right off the bat, you picked a hell of a... So, she breaks his
after he used her phone to shop online.
Wow.
She broke his...
Jesus.
You know what? Maybe the story's completely different on the inside, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
This is the headline.
She broke his... while she was shopping for... clothes.
While he was shopping.
Oh, while he was shopping?
Woman breaks her husband after he grabbed her cell phone to shop online.
No shit. Wouldn't you be pissed?
All right. So, I'm
sorry, broken dick, man.
So, fuck that bitch, man, post passport to Facebook to prove his name is real. I do know about this. It's happened earlier today.
What's his name?
PHUCDATBICH.
That's amazing.
And he's saying his real name is Fuck That Bitch. And his passport was taken from him, and they don't believe it's him.
What?
But he says, no, it's real. No, because Facebook was refusing. They kept deleting his profile.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
And he posted his passport to prove it.
I don't think there's any there's nothing to get wrong there. That's just a straight up story that that hopefully has a happy ending.
So running,
fuck that bitch. I hope you get your
Running away with the circus on the road with Ringling Brothers. The end of an era. Is it fucking ending or is the Ringling Brothers ending?
I guess.
I've never seen it. I've never.
You've never been to a circus?
I've never been to a circus.
Oh my god. You gotta go to a circus.
Do I?
It's ending. You should go.
the Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, but you're on the road with them. The brothers are there.
Barnum and Bailey?
Yes. Okay. Ringling Brothers is different from
Barnum. I thought Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey are the thing together. Or is Ringling Brothers at Barnum and Bailey?
I have no clue. I think Ringling Brothers presents Barnum. I don't know now. I don't know.
All right. Jesus. So, want a beer with your latte? Starbucks seeks liquor license in Utah. All
right. I would like a beer with my latte. Can I just get the beer?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of taste that would be, mixing lattes and beer, but
you're mixing them together. They have coffee beer. Isn't that what
Kahlua? I've never tried coffee
beer. Kahlua's, essentially.
Is it?
Yeah, kind of.
Kahlua cakes, they're sopping. Tennessee woman with a loaded gun hid it in the vagina pleads guilty.
Well,
I don't know any other way you could
that
misconstrue
some
that.
I'm confused by, because it doesn't seem like they're you can misconstrue that. It's in her vagina, and she got arrested. She pled guilty and got arrested. Wouldn't she be frightened of it going off?
You would think.
Like I.
All right. Businesswoman donates toy store to homeless.
The entire toy store?
I don't know. We don't know. We can only infer from these titles.
So the homeless get the... So I'm hoping that the homeless
here
are,
you go, everyone.
It's
your own toy store.
So they have to, like... If it's like Duncan's toy chest, I could understand because that'd be awesome.
Oh, geez, thanks, lady. And then they just sleep in the toy store? Like,
or maybe they work the thing because it's theirs now. They have to keep stock. And
maybe.
They have to probably...
I like the thing she just gave them, like, here you go, just go in there.
It's an empty toy store.
Yeah, it's yours now. Two Londoners a day call 999 because they are stuck in toilets. 999 is the emergency room.
It's their 911.
So apparently two Londoners a day get stuck in toilets. Now,
like, do you mean...
Is their ass getting stuck in toilets?
Jeez. I mean, I know Taft got stuck in a bathtub, which is one of the greatest historical president stories ever.
Well, and that's why the bathtub's so huge in the White House.
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's their asses getting stuck, but it's probably just them getting locked in.
Yeah,
but I hope it's their asses. Woman cooks and eats her rapist's private parts to cure her heartache.
So she had heartburn. She found the guy. She's got heartburn.
Heartache, not heartburn.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, heartache. Like, she's sad or something.
No, she's got heartburn. And she's like, my heart, it hurts. I need to find my rapist and eat his but cook and eat it.
I guess.
So I hope that helped her. Either way, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that story. That's...
Pigeons are good at distinguishing visual differences and have a good recall of images, so they'd obviously make excellent pathologists.
Okay.
That sounds like a YouTube comment.
Yeah. That's just the... See, you can't make any fun of that. That's just the thing.
The world's smallest dog is only 3.8 inches tall.
What the fuck?
In the thumbnail, I can see, yeah, it's tiny. It's really tiny.
All right, well.
3.8 inches, that's pretty tiny.
It is.
Pigeons spot breast cancer in women's scans as accurately as human experts.
So is that related to that pigeon? Pigeons, I think, are geniuses. Pigeons are like the unexpected, like rats. How come we're not doing stuff with pigeons, too?
Fucking pigeons, they know what's up.
They do.
Ketchup leather is the solution to soggy burgers we've been waiting for.
What the fuck?
Okay, so I see in the thumbnail, it's like a, it looks like, you know, cheese, like a square of cheese?
It's a square of ketchup.
It's a square of fucking, like...
But good bread wouldn't even get that soggy, though.
So I don't fucking know, man. God, what? It's fucking ketchup leather. That's the future.
I won't eat it. It sounds disgusting.
A U.S. woman kills 38 sheep in drink driving crash. How the 38.
I feel bad for the sheep, but there's something about that
headline. I understand two, but like 30, boom, 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 boom. The sheep are colliding and flying into each other. Nah.
I imagine like being real cartoony too, because in real life it's not funny. It's just kind of sad. But yeah, the sheep are flying. Like
Maryland legislator wants to give give free heroin to addicts.
I'm sure there's actually a lot more to that story. Because that just seems like a bad fucking idea.
Well, I think you addicts deserve something.
Just tide you over, you know?
Free heroin.
Yeah, what?
Man slips in vomit, runs over his own head.
What the fuck? Wait.
There's an image of a giant tractor, so... He slipped in vomit. Maybe when he was like getting on the tractor,
it was already going. Kind of,
and then he slipped.
That's great. I need to read this story. That's amazing.
Okay, let's see. A Springfield man bought a pair of $1 million winning tickets in Virginia Beach.
Wow.
He had 2 winning lottery tickets. That's just cool.
Have you ever noticed the winners for these things are like people who just...
They're usually really old people.
It's like they're playing their whole lives.
Yeah.
My dad is convinced that he's like, it's any day now. I'm like, I don't think it works like that, Dad. Like,
all right. Mother leaves son in running car. Thieves steal car. Then drop the kid off at school.
Oh, that's nice. Kid, where you gotta go? Because we're
still in this guy. Just tell us where you gotta go.
Because we don't want
to. I gotta go to school.
All right.
We'll leave you there, but we're taking the car.
All right.
Dimension traveler finds and releases unknown Beatles album.
Oh wow.
Okay.
There's nothing I can infer other than I need to read that article.
The gay street artist who has been decorating Copenhagen with assholes and rainbows.
Okay.
That's all it says. Okay. How the world's loudest frog traveled 6,000 miles and drove some Hawaiians to despair.
That is great. I love that so much.
Oh my God.
I need to read all these. These are great.
Feds nab smuggler of 450 illegal pork tamales. They were in LAX luggage.
That just makes sense. I mean, honestly, like...
It's like, what you got in here? It must be drugs. Yeah, it's tamales.
And then they're going to rip open all those tamales,
you
too.
You know some of those... They're going to fucking eat some of them.
I love that. That's a point of contention for you. They're going to eat all my tamales, damn it.
Man builds a Twitter bot that entered and won 1,000 online contests over the course of 9 months.
Fuck. That's pretty good.
More the same thing about pigeons.
These pigeons, man, I swear, like...
Texas man accused of assaulting girlfriend after she wouldn't smell his armpit.
You know, there's a lot of things in life that are completely unnecessary. You don't need... That is not right, among them.
I smell my armpit. I wanna. Fucking smell it. I wanna. And then he started...
They just beat the shit out of her. What a horrendous place.
Model scares off thousands of followers with a real photo of herself.
Jeez. That's sad. That is actually sad.
Man pulls drugs from his behind and smokes it in an interrogation room.
Okay.
He pulled drugs out of his ass and he's okay. Lawyer accused of touching himself is disbarred. Hey, you touched yourself! You're not a lawyer!
Listen,
anymore.
Man, I gotta do something here because this case is going nowhere right now.
Naked suspect swipes t-shirts and lotion from a massage parlor.
So, okay. So, like, that's a total, like, that's like a scene out of, like, a movie where it's like, oh, shit, my clothes are fucked up. I gotta go. It's like, you know, like, they're walking through, like, the backyard and they find, like, clothes on a hanger that they take it. Like, it sounds like that, but instead he went to, like, a place where people are naked all the time.
Wildlife workers free hungry bear's head for milk can.
Say that one more time.
Wildlife workers free a hungry bear's head from a milk can.
How'd it get in there?
Fucking.
Was it like a baby bear?
Oh, it was. It looked. Cub? Maybe. I think it might have been a cub, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
reflective paint put on animals. I love these that have no context. It's just like,
what are you doing?
Someone's putting fucking reflective paint on animals out there.
So like the stuff they put on roads and shit, or
yeah, reflective paint. The thumbnail is a picture of a horse with like a stripe of like yellow paint on him. Yeah, more of the hit and run killing sheep. Oh, it was a hit and run. More details. It was a hit and run.
It was a hit and run. It was a hit. God damn it! She just hit 38 sheep and ran off.
A truck full of Domino's pizza dough crashes. The dough rises across the road.
That is great.
Oh my god. But,
okay, and that's and see that's like a truck full of like bananas. It's like it's one of the funniest things in the world.
You probably need to wash your sheets right now.
Is that an ad?
It's a headline. It's a horrible fucking ad. Nobody's like, why? I want to know why, but no.
That's like a news thing. You probably need to wash your bed sheets right now and find out why at 11.
Oh, God. Walmart pies are flying off shelves and selling on eBay for $40.
What the fuck? That's a lucrative business.
Do it. Go buy some Walmart pies, sell them for $40.
You've essentially made profit the instant you sell one. That's bullshit. That's got to be fake.
Star Wars Rebel Alliance logo mistaken for terrorist symbol on the news.
That's ridiculous.
They're calling themselves rebels. I think they're bad.
I'm going to be honest. How do you not... I understand if you don't know exactly what it means, but if you see that and don't think, oh, that's from Star Wars, I think, then it's like, really? I don't know.
Paralympics chiefs to crack down on scrotum squeezing as athletes risk lives with bizarre boosting technique.
Jeez. There's a lot of people doing weird shit with steroids.
Milwaukee County Sheriff gives himself a ticket. Oh, jeez, I broke the law.
You know what? That's the kind of cop that you need to see, though.
Damn it, I ran a red light.
No, that's...
Gotta write myself up.
That's accountability right there.
And he's from Milwaukee, so...
You
know he sort of talks like this.
Yeah.
Prosser man burned after his dog set fire to his house.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Fear of spiders? The London Zoo wants to help.
Ooh.
I don't know how, but...
You know what they're gonna do is they're just gonna make you look at them. Like, it's...
Fucking look at them!
No, but they say that's the only way to conquer your fear of them is to fucking stare at them a lot, and I won't fucking do it.
A female passenger on British Airways flight forcibly restrained after trying to open the door at 30,000 feet.
That was a flight attendant? Yeah.
No, a passenger.
Oh. She's having the bends, just trying to get out, you know?
I want out.
Krusty wants out.
Frozen child, the youngest person to be cryogenically preserved.
You know, I don't know. That's kind of just fucked up.
Adana wanted to live forever, so we put her in the freezing tank.
To that, unless it's like,
I think it's from another country.
Unless it's like freaking like Nora Freeze or something. I don't know. Like, I don't.
Rottweiler kills owner just hours after being adopted in Tennessee.
Aww. That's kind of sad.
You've adopted me. Now you're dead.
What are you doing? Like a freaking Davy and Goliath? Oh no. We're gonna bite you.
How India built the International Space Station. And other lessons from an Indian propaganda video.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. They're telling their people they built the space station?
That's crazy.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I hope John Cena's there and said he helped build the space station
too. Vladimir Putin coming in hot with one of the most savage quotes of all time.
Oh, shit.
Just don't know what it is, but I imagine it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, too bad we can't look at it.
A half-naked man denies trouser theft.
So... Someone's coming up to this half-naked guy and say, I want your underwear.
And hey, you stole my trousers.
And he stops it.
I didn't steal your trousers. I didn't do it. Those are my trousers. No, they ain't. These are my trousers. You're not even wearing them. Oh, no, I'm not, but they're not your trousers.
That's great.
Man defends his wife with a Klingon sword.
That's just awesome. That's just awesome, honestly.
How do you pronounce that?
Batleth?
Yeah.
Okay. Batleth. Well, unless it's that shitty thing that war flags.
I am defending you. You are my wife. God damn it.
Alexandria, I must defend you.
Lego slippers, protecting parents' feet from stray Lego bricks. Oh, shit, I heard about this.
Okay, so...
They've invented slippers that, like, don't feel Legos.
But, like, you're gonna wear them all the time.
I fucking know. If you have a kid who really loves Legos, I imagine they'd come in handy.
No, and we joke, but that's a serious issue.
It's one of the most painful things in the world.
It those things will kill you. Imagine if you landed... If your head landed on that, you would die.
Pretty much. Bananas used as a weapon in Walmart heist.
That's great. I need to see.
Was it a stick 'em up situation?
Hey,
in their pocket.
It's like, hey,
stick 'em up. See, I'm robbing this here Walmart. See,
in the no one thought to look at the guy's actual hand. See, there's a banana there.
A man was arrested for assault with a sandwich.
It's a big hoagie. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. I got prosciutto, I'm not afraid to use it.
So put the sandwich down. Put it down. Or else there's gonna be some problems.
Salami, go. Just throwing it at people.
Yeah, this is our
a thing.
If we keep it, we will. If we don't, we don't.
We'll see.
But this is what Wednesday's about, trying out new things.
Yeah.
Experimenting. Mm-hmm.
Cyanide capsules doing all around.
That too. Winning one for the Gipper. Yes. All that jazz.
He lived.
So yeah, that's it for this week. Come back next week for our next Wednesday for our Doctor Who finale extravaganza.
Yeah,
big part.
It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be a whopper.
Yes, as Matt Smith once said.
Before eating a whopper.
Yes, this is gonna be a whopper.
So yeah, we'll see you guys then, but until that time, you've been fresh, and so am I.
Eat fresh.
Yeah, he's gonna get raped in prison.
Oh yes.
All right.
Good night. Do lang, do lang, do lang, do lang, do lang. He's so.